Well, you know me by now. I'm kind of bah humbug about most everything. And every year I dread the return of all these reminders, the soft breezes with a hint of chill, the crisp sunlight with cloudless skies, the perfect temperatures. And when I see the longer late summer shadows pointing to an approaching winter, I try and shut out all the anniversary specials, the reports, all the politicians' invocations, and go about my grumpy little ritual of pretending that September 11th is a day like any other. The deafening moments of silence, the somber tributes and reading of names, especially those two tall vertical searchlights they turn on at Ground Zero here in New York every year at this time. They all chase me away, though there's nowhere really to go and escape. Nowhere. 7 years ago, my then twin three-year-olds walked on their first day of preschool, and one of my daughters, Zoe, tugged at her mother's sleeve and asked why that plane over there was so close to the ground. My wife, preoccupied and focused on the first day of school and all its details, saw nothing and said dismissively to Zoe, "There's no plane, honey. They don't fly close to the ground unless they are landing." "Oh, well, it's gone now," Zoe said, a little perplexed that something so obvious to her might be missed by a grown-up, and she continued to walk to school. About an hour later, Zoe, her mom, and her twin sister would walk home from that school through a cloud of twin towers, dust, and debris. A good lesson for a first day of school. Although Zoe didn't have any answer about the low-flying plane. And anyway, she was focused on how these vanished twin towers might be relevant to the fact that she had a twin sister. No answer for that either. The other night while driving across the Brooklyn Bridge, my now 10-year-old Zoe asked, "Are those the lights of the twin towers, Dad?" "No, Zoe," I said confidently. "You can't see any lights from the towers. They're gone." "No, Dad, look," she said. I looked out. Sure enough, twin beams of those skyward searchlights were there, straight and tall. "You're right, Zoe. There they are." "Like I was right about the plane, Dad?" "Yes, Zoe. There it went. Again, no more running away. Look at the calendar." "Right, of course." I try so hard to avoid and forget. Never works. Like the fact that my own twins are quietly growing up. I don't go to any of the 9/11 Twin Tower commemorations or memorials. But on this day, they all seem to remember me. 7 years after the September 11th attacks and the beginning of the war on terror, a lot of debate. What's your thought? 877-8-MY-TAKE.